You heard Myra talk about the army. We don't have a small army, but the question on size of forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, it's a relative question. It's not an absolute question. It's a question of what do you want it to do? How big do you want it is relative to the tasks you want it to do. The United States military is a global military, and we have been for sure since the First World War, and with absolute certainty since the Bretton Woods agreements of at the end of World War II, which established essentially the international order, the rules and regimes by which the world runs today. So for seven decades, the world has had a certain set of rule sets emphasizing things like free trade, international commerce, things like democracy, the quote-unquote liberal world order, things like human rights, and there's a whole wide variety of things out there. And then you've got institutions that it rests upon, the United Nations and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization, all these things that were developed many years ago. And that is essentially what people very quickly refer to as the world order. One of the significant roles of the United States military for seven decades has been to enforce that world order, to maintain it, stability. And that's in our interest because in the first half of the last century, there was a bloodletting unlike any that had ever occurred in the history of mankind. So between 1914 and 1945, 100 million people were slaughtered in the conduct of war. And that's a horrible, horrible nightmare. My mother and father both served in that war, my mother in the Navy and my father in the Marines. And he hit the beach at Iwo Jima where 7,000 Marines were killed in 19 days, 34,000 wounded, 22,000 Japanese killed on an island that was 2 miles by 4 miles. There were millions of Chinese killed in belt battle and murdered. If you want a real trail of tears, go to Eastern Europe and see what happened in Belarus and Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania. It's horrific. 9 out of every 10 Jews that lived in Poland weren't alive in 1945. 1 out of every 3 males that lived in the Ukraine or Belarus were dead by 1945. It's a horrific picture that occurred. And those people who were in leadership positions in 1945 said never again. We can't keep doing this. This is insane. They said the same thing in 1815 after the Napoleonic Wars, and they set up the Concert of Europe. And that worked well for 100 years, for one century. They kept a long peace in Europe, more or less. There were a couple of minor flare-ups, the Crimean War and the Austrian War and a few other wars. But there wasn't a continental-wide war until 1914. So we tried again in 1945 to set up a system that would try to maintain global peace and prevent war between great powers and great powers states throughout the world. That system is under stress, intense stress, today. That system is under stress from revolutionaries and terrorists and guerrillas. It's under stress from nation states that don't like the rules of the road that were written and want to revise those rules of the road. That system is under very intense stress. And we're at 70 years now, and that system has prevented great power war similar to what occurred in the first half of the last century.